Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
The name of the Lord on this morning. We want to thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody who is tuned into our Seventh-day service. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, hallelujah, featuring, of course, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, coming together to bring you Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Once again, we thank God for everybody who is called in, everybody who is tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to have a blessed time in the Lord. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to come together right now, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Lord. Lord, thank you for the calling you have on each and every last one of our lives. Lord, thank you for the provision that you have provided for each and every last one of our lives, Lord. Lord, we just want you to know we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we bless your holy name on today. And Lord, we want you to know, Lord, that we lift you up. Hallelujah. We adorn you on today. Hallelujah. We want you to know how much we appreciate everything that you've done in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away the work of the enemy. Any work that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word on today. Lord, our hearts are open, our ears are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings. Hallelujah. We thank you for the health. We thank you for the prosperity. Hallelujah. We thank you for the provision. We just thank you on today, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. And you are truly worthy to be lifted up. And we want you to know that we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy to be magnified. He is truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. Praise God. Amen. In case you missed it, in case you're just joining, in case you're just tuning in, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we come to bring you the true and unadulterated word of the living God right out of God's mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We like to open up with a scripture. Amen. And you know I like to open up with Psalms 100. Amen. Reading out of the King James Version. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight, I want to look at verse 4 real quick. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Glory to God, with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates giving thanks. Praise God. This is an issue with a lot of us, praise God, because for some reason we find it hard to find things to be grateful for, as if waking up this morning wasn't enough. Some of us aren't grateful we woke up this morning. Some of us are like, why? Why would I wake up back into this mess that I'm in? Why?
Yes, hallelujah.
I was looking at a video earlier, amen, and it was a skit about us talking to God. And the man walked in the room and told God, how could you just be up here all willy-nilly while all this stuff is going on? He said, what are you talking about? He said, well, what about World War II? You didn't do anything about it. He said, I stopped that. When? We stopped that. And God said, it's funny how you can take credit for everything that's good. Hallelujah. But everything that's evil, you want to blame it on me. I gave you medicine, you turned it into drugs. Hallelujah. I gave you sex, you turned it into trafficking. Hallelujah. Amen. I gave you love making and you perverted it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But everything is on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We were too busy blaming God. Hallelujah, amen, when we're the ones that have put ourselves in this predicament. Don't forget, we're the ones that ate the fruit.
Mm.
Glory to God, hallelujah. We ate
hallelujah.
The fruit. We the ones sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah, God is still perfect. Hallelujah, so therefore we are to enter into his gates giving thanks because he has, hallelujah, amen, an assignment on each and every last one of our lives. The fact, amen, that some of us refuse, amen, to submit to the assignment. Hallelujah, amen. That's why the Bible says if you find your life, you're going to lose yours. Well, what does that mean? If you do what you want to do, hallelujah, you're going to lose that because God got something else he wants you to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you want to take it your way, hallelujah, amen, you're going to miss out on what God got for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, your attitude is directly affecting what's going on in your everyday life, glory to God. If you're not giving thanks, what I call an attitude of gratitude.
Glory
to God. If you're not displaying an attitude of gratitude, praise God, hallelujah, amen, then amen. Well, how do you think God feels about that? We ignore God's feelings so much. Glory to God, hallelujah. We act like he doesn't, amen, have any feelings. You got feelings and he made you in his image. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we ignore his feelings. We don't give him thanks. We ask. Hallelujah. We demand. Hallelujah. Amen. We point the finger. Why, Lord? Why me? Why aren't you grateful? Hallelujah. Do you not watch the news? Do you not read the papers? Do you not look at YouTube? Look at everybody else in the condition their lives are in. But you got the nerve to walk into the house of God. You got the nerve to come into the presence of God and not be grateful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's saying to his thoughts with praise. You're not praising him enough. You're not praising him enough. You're not giving God the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some of us are stealing the glory for ourselves. Look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Look how great of a man of God I am. Look how mighty I am. How anointed I am. Glory to God. How gifted I am. How smart I am. You ain't all that. God is all that. You didn't hear the donkey saying, look how smart I am. Praise God, because the donkey knew I'm just a donkey. The only way I'm talking is by the grace of God. Lord have mercy. Praise God. We wasn't born just all of, he said, amen, I don't go to the wise and prudent. So why do you think you wise? Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praising ourselves. Oh, wasn't that a good solo I sung? Wasn't that a good sermon I preached? Hallelujah. Wasn't that a good lesson I taught? You didn't teach, we didn't teach, I didn't teach nothing. God taught. Glory to God. He just used me as the vessel. So I should praise him and not praise me, because without him, I wouldn't have been able to say what I said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to go back and see, hallelujah, I didn't say that. Glory to God. I see my lips moving. I hear my voice coming out of me. I see me. Glory to God. But that ain't me. That's God talking right there. Hallelujah. Let me give him the glory. Let me give him the praise. Let me not be like Lucifer and shortstop on the glory. Let me not be like Lucifer and put a little glory in my pocket. Glory to God. Let me not be like Lucifer and take what's God's as is mine. Hallelujah. I ain't that cute. I ain't that smart. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not that gifted. Hallelujah. It's God's anointing. It's God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I give him the praise. Hallelujah. And then it says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. We always want God to bless us. Glory to God. Well, God say, bless my name sometimes. Hallelujah. Praise me sometime. Lift me up sometime. Hallelujah. Let me know I'm doing a good job. I want to hear I'm doing a good job. I want to hear what a good God I am. You like to be praised, don't you? Glory to God. Where is mine? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to change our attitudes about what's going on in life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because somebody got it worse than you. You think your marriage so bad. Oh, my God. You think your husband so this. You think your wife so that. You better talk to somebody. Glory to God. You'll go home apologizing, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't realize, you know, you ain't as bad as I thought you was. This girl was over here just cussing her husband out. Glory to God. Baby, I'm sorry. This man over here, she can't even leave out the house. Glory to God. I'm sorry. I thought I was in a bad, Lord have mercy. But it turns out somebody out there got it worse than, oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So we got to change our attitude on this morning. Hallelujah. We just can't come to God and expect God to keep giving us stuff and our attitude ain't changed towards him. We still blame. You still blaming him for your mama dying? Glory to God. I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on, but the Holy Spirit say death is a part of life. People going to die regardless. Hallelujah. How you going to blame me for something you did? You could have lived forever. Hallelujah. But Adam chose to eat the fruit. Hallelujah. Y'all chose to be disobedient. And now when somebody die, Lord, why? Hallelujah. You need to be like Michael Jackson. Go in the bathroom, close the door, look in the mirror, and say, why? Hallelujah, because you're asking the wrong person. Ask yourself why. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every sin that came into this world by our own hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God should still get the glory. God should still get the praise. Hallelujah. Because even though I brought the sin in, even though I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, even though I lie, hallelujah, even though I backslide, even though, hallelujah, I do everything I ain't supposed to do, glory to God, hallelujah, he still gave me grace. He still gave me mercy. Hallelujah. He still, hallelujah, forgave me. Praise God. Even when mama wouldn't forgive me, when daddy wouldn't forgive me, when my brothers and sisters wouldn't forgive me, hallelujah, when my friends and coworkers wouldn't forgive me, God still forgave me. So I should give him all the glory. I should give him all the praise. If anything, he's the only one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. He's the only one. Glory to God. Hallelujah today. So as we get ready to hear the word today, where is your attitude at? Glory to God, towards God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is he not doing enough for you? Hallelujah. Is his breath in your body not enough for you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can walk and talk. Somebody out there can't walk. Somebody out there can't use their voice. Somebody out there, amen, it might be watching me, but they got to use the captions because they don't have the gift of hearing. But you do. Appreciate what God has done. Hallelujah. Get out your feelings. Glory to God. Get out yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. And realize you wouldn't be nothing without God, and he's the one that should be getting the praise, not you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today, amen, for our attitudes of gratitude. We come before you today, Lord, grateful. We come today before you, Lord, giving you thanks, appreciating everything you did. We bless your name on today. If you just joining us, we want to welcome y'all to Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God, hallelujah, where we come to give you the word straight up and uncut, straight out of God's mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Straight out of God's mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. We are getting ready to hear a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to break bread of life on today. Those of you that have tuned in, amen. Praise God. Get ready. Get your bibs, get your knives, and get your forks. We are about to feast on the word of God. Hallelujah, and bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah, is none other, amen, than my brother in Christ, the leader. Hallelujah, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen, based, amen, out of Los Angeles, California. Hallelujah, the West Coast is in the building on today. Hallelujah, I'm
talking.
Hallelujah, amen, the holy apostle himself. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah for the man of God.
Yes.
That's what I said. I said give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and give God praise. You heard what the man of God said. Come on and give God praise. Amen. God deserves all our praise. All our praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Whether we know it or not, we were made to praise him. Glory to God. We were made, amen, to give him glory. Hallelujah. So come on, put those hands together and thank him. Come on and give him the glory. Hallelujah. That he so well deserves. Amen. Amen. We lift up the name of the Lord on this Sabbath day. We praise him for his wonderful goodness and mercy toward us. Amen. Anybody glad about the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. And is anybody glad about the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Can everybody hear me this morning? Amen. Amen. Come on and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's an awesome thing when we can praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. On this Sabbath day. Amen. Give an honor to my dear brother. Amen. From another mother.
Bless you,
amen. We still looking at that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cause we, amen. Cause we tight over here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we riding for the Lord. And when you're riding for the Lord, you got to be serious. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This ain't playtime. Playtime over. Like the Jamaicans said, playtime over. Amen. God, our son, is calling for his people. Amen. To come into agreement. This is the hour of agreement. Amen. If there's any time you're going to agree, it should be right now. Amen. I thank God for him and his wife. Amen. I thank God for my wife. Amen. And my family. Amen. On today. Amen. So, amen. There's two things that the Lord want me to look at this morning. Try to get those two things and see what the Lord do from there. Give God the praise and be about it here. Amen. But make sure we get what God wants us to get this morning. Amen. Amen. I want to look at Proverbs chapter 23. Amen. You get there, shout amen. Proverbs 23. We're going to read a little bit in there. See what the Lord say to us from there. I mean, you know, it's a very tedious hour right now. We got to really be careful concerning everything. Amen. Don't take nothing lightly, because it could be dangerous. Do that. Amen. Is everybody there? We're in
amen.
Proverbs. Chapter 23. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want to give this warning to us in this hour. Be careful who you eat from. Both naturally and spiritually so. Can everybody hear me this morning? I'm saying that because there's a lot of witchcraft going on. And one of the main tools that the enemy uses is food, whether it's natural or spiritual. Be careful of eating from people with unclean hands. Speak, Holy Ghost. If their hands ain't clean, and you are clean, then why would you mix holy with profane? Why would you mix clean with unclean? They don't mix. Come on here, somebody. And God is speaking to us this morning saying, watch yourself. Be on guard. Yeah, everybody dainties ain't your dainties. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you gotta be careful with people that have a greedy spirit on them. Because when you got that greedy spirit, the greedy spirit don't care where you get the food from. All he wants is the food. Come on here, somebody. He don't care. He don't care if it's clean or unclean. He just want to eat it. Come on here, somebody. And we got to be careful in this hour. No, all food ain't good food. I'm going to only eat if it's from the Lord's table or where God is telling me to eat from. Amen. That's why we need to thank God more when you get somebody who is anointed to bring you the word, because they're bringing you word from heaven. Everybody not speaking from heaven. They're speaking, but it's not from the mouthpiece of God. Amen. So when you have that, you have to pray for those who God has put around you or with you that will bring you that kind of food. Come on here, somebody. Amen. A lot of altars right now are unclean. Can y'all hear me this morning, beloved?
Amen.
You know, it's the difference between bringing the word and living the word. Come on here, somebody. Anybody can deliver, but everybody ain't living what they delivered. I'm Lord, have mercy. I just heard the Lord say, talk, boy, talk. Yes, Lord, I will. When you deliver the word, but you're not living the word, then it become a form of godliness, but not the power thereof. Are y'all still hanging with your boy this morning? This ain't a... See, God is saying he's getting ready, and he has already raised up vessels who are not just talking this thing, but we living what we talking about. Because ain't no use of talking about it if you ain't living it. I was... We need vessels that have been tried, that have been proven to be true. Oh, I wish somebody could stay in there with me. Amen. You know, there's a saying. Are we living to eat, or are we eating to live? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because when you live to eat, amen, it's different from you eating to live. Come on here, somebody. When you're eating to live, then that means that you are being careful about what go into your body. Come on here, somebody. That means you're not eating everything, but you're eating specific things that will keep your body here longer. I wish. We need to be like that about our spirit. We need to be careful about what we eat and eat to make sure that we're eating that what will make our spirit stay here longer, and not something that's going to weaken our spirit. How many know that junk food ain't good in the natural and in the spiritual? Come on here, somebody. If you and I went for 3 or 4 days with just junk food alone, don't you know junk food would mess up our whole system? Are y'all still with me this morning? A lot of people, beloved, are going to be dying from food. Are you hearing? Are y'all still with me this morning, child of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You getting ready to hear, child of God? Let me tell you, God has been having me to hit the nail on the head with the hammer, which is the word. Listen, the Lord said, certain things were going in the White House, and they're happening right now. God spoke it through me, and now they're manifesting right now. Amen. Let me tell you something. God ain't hitting and missing. God is hitting it on the nail. Amen. Let me tell you something, child of God. Amen. Every food, thank you, Lord. Be careful when somebody serves you something. To those who are husband and wife got to really have each other back in this house. If anything is brought to you, look at the person's spirit first before you accept it. Ooh, God, did this If their spirit ain't right, the food ain't going to be right. I don't know if y'all heard me just now what the Holy Ghost said through me. If their spirit ain't right, the food ain't going to be right. I don't care who it is. Husband and wife, watch each other's back in this hour. Amen. If anybody is going to serve, let it be the two of y'all serving each other. Because y'all, when we serve each other, we supposed to serve each other in love. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You know, wives, really be on your A-game. Amen. Concerning serving us. Because when you serve us, you serve also the God in us. Amen. And it's in y'all naturally to do this. That's why it's so important to have the right one. Because the wrong one, amen, you come in and serve something, you end up in the hospital. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Never serve when you mad. Because that spirit can mess up the food. It can mess up the person wanting to eat it. Come on here, somebody. Always serve with a smile. Make sure that the smile is really behind the heart of the person that's serving it. Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, but they've injected much of the food. So now's the time we're going to have to really, 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 really pray over our food. Let's go right quickly. I want to look at two things right quick. And amen. I want to say right quick. I want to take our time a little bit on this thing. Proverbs 23. Verse 1, everybody there? Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Father, we thank you that the interest of your word gives light to us. Father, speak as only you can. But we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. That's where that bread again. Hallelujah. Lord, we fat amandorobo kun darabasi. Ye tororobo kun ramanda dabasi ke taroboche. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For food from heaven. Thank you, Lord, for a manna from heaven. Father, we fat amandorobo kun darabasi dabose. Thank you for daily bread. And not yesterday's bread. We thank you, Father, for how you feed us and keep our spirit, man, amen, sharp and keen. We give you praise, God. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that nothing shall stop your word from going forth. We give you praise for the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you in this hour, Lord, hallelujah, that you are sharpening us, Lord, hallelujah. Because iron sharpeneth iron, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being sharp, God. Sharp enough to cut. Amen. If anything get too close, come on here, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh God, come on and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I also want to talk about our stomach for a little bit, too. Amen. You're going to be glad you tuned in today. Proverbs 23, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the living God reads, he says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, circle that word ruler. That word ruler means anybody that's in a high position of power. Because, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Mm. When you look at the food, ask yourself, how is he getting this? Is it through the word of God? Is it through God's blessing? Or is it through another avenue? A lot of times we don't like that. We just say, oh, wow, this is nice. Look at this. Look at that. But you got to understand, how is this coming about? Is it coming about because the blessing of the Lord is upon the ruler? Or is it coming about because the ruler got some on the side he's doing, his side hustle that's kicking in the benefits of this thing? Speak, Holy Ghost. When thou sittest to eat with the ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Consider diligently what is before thee. In other words, is this good success or is it bad success? Amen. Dressed up as good success. We got to diligently look at things. Amen. Verse 2 says, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. In other words, you don't have no self-control over your desire, over your appetite, or what you want. There ain't no limit to what you would do to get it. Come on, here, somebody. That's called greed.
That's called greed. That's called greed.
Can y'all hear me now?
Amen.
I want to make sure that wasn't my mic. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. That verse 2 of Proverbs 23, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man, give it to appetite. In other words, go ahead and put the knife there to your throat, because you as good as a dead man if you don't have no control over your appetite. Because like we had talked about earlier, greed doesn't care where it comes from. Greed just want to eat. Come on here, somebody. But we should care where it comes from. Because the blessing of the Lord says that it maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. Amen. If I'm going to get it, the first thing I need to think about is what come with it. If it's sorrow, I don't want it. Amen. Because I don't need no sorrow behind a blessing. Come on here, somebody. If a blessing brings sorrow, then it's not a blessing. If you come give me some rotten apples, can y'all still hear me, child of God? If somebody come and give me rotten apples, come on, I come to bless you, man of God. How many know that that's not a blessing? Because there's going to be sorrow behind them rotten apples. Because if I eat one rotten apple, I'm going to be sick. Glory to God. And how do you know God don't bring sick things to us? Come on here, somebody. That's why he was telling the children of Israel. He said, why is you putting something sick on the altar and giving it to me and telling my Lord, I want to bless you with this? The Lord said, go give it to your leaders and see where they eat it. Go and give it to your politicians and see. Are your kings and see if they will accept it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 3, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meats. Come on here, somebody. It look good, but it ain't no good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And this is how people who are working in witchcraft do. Do you know, child of God, let me just drop this in your spirit. Every time you eat with somebody, we cut a covenant with that person. That's one of the ways of how we cut covenant, is through eating. That's why if they hard ain't right, you shouldn't eat with them. We shouldn't eat with them. No. Why you don't eat with me? Bless you, sister. Bless you, brother. No, I'm not eating with you. Because I see where your heart is. Especially if you see they have an evil eye towards you. Listen close, beloved. Especially if you recognize that they have a heart of jealousy. Because if they got a heart of jealousy, then that means they looking for some kind of way to take your place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oof. Verse 4, it says, labor not to be rich. Come on here, somebody. Labor not to be rich. Rich is not God's best for us. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Lord says that wealth is what establishes his covenant with us. Not being rich. Rich is for the moment. But wealth, you can pass wealth down to your children's children. Amen. Wealth is something that will establish your kingdom, not riches. And there's nothing wrong with riches, but don't settle for being rich. Your comfortability is going to come from your wealth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then it says, cease from thine own wisdom. Cease from thine own wisdom. In other words, don't rely on what you know. Rely on what the Holy Ghost knows. Rely on what the Holy Spirit knows. Let the Holy Spirit direct you. That way you won't be fooled by deceitful riches. Verse 5, it says, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? In other words, we setting our eyes on something that look good, but it ain't no good because it's not coming through the blessing of the Lord. I want you to keep that blessing of the Lord in your heart because it's the blessing of the Lord. And see, blessings follow obedience. We should always watch how obedient a person is to God, because how obedient we are to God will determine the wealth and the riches. Come on here. It will determine whether our wealth is real or whether it's fake. Come on here, somebody. For riches certainly make themselves wings. Come on here, somebody. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Come on here, somebody. It's only temporary. Whew. But if we obey God, it will be permanent. Riches is only temporary when they come from the enemy. Come on here, somebody. That's what the Bible says. For riches certainly make themselves wings. Make themselves wings. Come on here, somebody. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Verse 6, eat thou not with the bread of him that hath a what? Evil eye. He mad because you blessed. Come on here, somebody. They mad because they don't have what you got. Come on here, somebody. Have you ever been... Beloved, I want y'all to answer me this question. Have y'all ever been around somebody and they looking at you crazy and you wondering why they looking at you crazy and you ain't done nothing? Like, why is you here? And you looking like, what have I done to you? I don't even know you. Meaning you don't even speak and you got an attitude with me just from looking at. Has that ever happened to anybody? And you like, Lord, what is this person's problem? What? Why is this, Lord? You know, where did this demon come from? Come on here, somebody. Person that got an evil eye. And they know more about you being blessed than you know. They know who you are, and you still trying to figure out, you know, why, you know, what's the haterade about, and I don't even have in the natural what you looking at. Come on to somebody. The blessing ain't even came yet, and you hating. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, they want to eat with you. You know, no, you can't eat with me. You might not want to say it to the individual, but no, you can't eat with me because I see how you look at me. With bad intentions. Come on here, somebody. Neither desire thou his dainty meat. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because eating symbolized covenant. That's why Yahshua ate with his disciples. When I had the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, we used to always eat together because the Lord told me, eat with your people after service because it brings it makes the bond stronger. Come on here, somebody. And I pray to God that we get back there too because it's just a blessing to be able to eat together and laugh together, amen, cry together, amen. We get a chance to really strengthen the bond of fellowship as we do that. Amen. Verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Come on here, somebody. So it's what you think in your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Person with an evil eye, I tell you to come on and eat with me. But in their heart, they despising you. Are y'all still with me this morning? Come on here, somebody. That's why you got to examine. Be very careful. That's why I'm really speaking to husband and wife. Watch each other back in this hour. Wives, watch your husband back. Husband, we got to watch our wives back. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If we're not giving it to each other, then we need to examine the person that's bringing it. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. Don't you know everybody don't want to see you happy? Glory to God. What that song say? They smiling in your face. All the time they're waiting to take your place, those backstabbers. You hear me? You got to watch as well as pray. Watch. Stay on watch. Because if we don't let no outsider come in, guess what? The inside going to stay strong. Y'all got it. See what the Holy Ghost saying this morning. Listen. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not what? With thee. Come on here, somebody. It's coming out of his mouth, but then that's what his heart is saying. Because his heart is thinking something else. And when they serve you, it's coming from what? Their heart. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
So if you examine the heart of the matter and you feel the love from the heart, then that's when you take it. Because love ain't going to do you no harm. Come on here, somebody. When you don't feel the love, that's when you begin to examine and look at what kind of spirit is coming from the person. Because verse 8 says, in Proverbs 23, it says, the morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Come on here, somebody. So the bread has sweet words attached to it, but that wasn't what was in the heart of the morsel. Come on here, somebody. What was in the heart of the of the morsel of bread was to make you sick. Because that's how they served it to you. Sick. But they didn't tell you they were sick of you. They just said, you know, let me give this to you. You know, I just want to do something nice for you. No. That's why we got to examine closely the spirit of the person. Because the Bible says, as soon as you eat, see, you got to go, oh, Rababan, Dedebo, Kuraman, Dedebe, Kendorobo, Kundarabasa. Stay with me. You got to guard your stomach, child of God. Spirits come in through the stomach. Come on, yeah, Baba and Dado Boshi. You got to guard your belly because your belly is both natural and spiritual. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The belly is the key to natural food entering in. Amen. Spirits travel behind. Stay with me this morning, Tyler God. You got to guard your stomach. That's why it's a blessing when God put the right person with you that can pray over you, pray for you. But most of all, I want to talk to the brothers. Then I want to talk to the women of God, amen, that are in relationship, amen. We got to pray for each other's stomach. Are you hearing me? Guard each other's stomach because the stomach is the key. Eighty percent of the time when we get sick, what be the problem? It be the stomach. Because our stomach is very sensitive. One wrong thing getting to the stomach can mess up the whole body. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
And look at what Proverbs is telling us. It's going to look sweet and sound sweet, but on the inside, it's going to be rotten. Come on, here's somebody. Woo, glory to God. And God is saying, put on your spiritual ears. Put on your spiritual eyes and look at it in the spirit. Then it'll manifest itself where? In the natural. Amen. Because the enemy hide himself. But when we get into the spirit, he can't hide. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we got to examine everything that come through. Come on here, somebody. Because you don't know who dibbling and dabbling in what till you put on your spiritual eyes. Come on here, somebody. Then you can rightfully discern if it's witchcraft or not. Come on here, somebody. Then you can rightfully discern if it's good or bad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he would despise the wisdom of thy words. So the definition of a fool is that when he hear the truth, he'll reject it. Come on here, somebody. He will hate it. He won't like it. And that's why he run into things. Come on here, somebody. And then he want to cry out for help after he get in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tyler God, I want you to lift your hands right quick and say, Lord, Can y'all hear me? Amen. Say, Lord, protect me from deceitful meat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because that's the working of witchcraft and divination. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for your protection this morning, God. Keep our stomach strong, Lord. Keep our spirit man strong, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wrap us up, God, in your loving care, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. I want you to come with me right quickly. And we're going to get one more thing. Come with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5. I'm going to look at something right quickly that God dropped in my spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 5. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. And the word of the Lord says, and I charge thee before God. This is Paul talking to Timothy. He says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. And actually it goes up here talking about the elders and rebuking an elder, that an elder shouldn't be rebuked without two or three witnesses, amen, because of the position of the elder. But this is what caught my eye right here, verse 22. It says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be a partaker of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Let me share with you, beloved, what the Lord shared with me about this scripture, and it blessed my heart. Check out what he said. And I'm so glad he showed me this, because we've been taught wrong. Look what it says. It says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sin. So God says the transferring of spirit is not the minister transferring, but the one he's laying hands on. That's why he tell us not to lay hands on no man suddenly, because when we lay hands without God's guidance, then the sin that is on that individual can jump on us. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
That's why we got to wait for the unction. We got to wait for God's command before we lay hands. Come on here, somebody. Because if we lay hands and God hasn't told us to lay hands, and we go lay hands, whatever's on that person is going to jump on the minister that is laying hands on the person. That's why he says, keep thyself what? Pure. Keep thyself pure. Because if you don't obey God and you go ahead of God, then that's when you're going to have more demons than you know what to do with, plus the demons you already carrying, if you're carrying any. Amen. But God is saying, if you're keeping your life pure and you go lay hands suddenly, guess what? Amen. Unclean spirits will jump on you. Come on here, somebody. And so that's why we got to be careful in this hour and make sure that we get be okay from God before we do anything. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We got to We got to stay under the umbrella of obedience. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we got to obey God at all times. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care what nobody else tells you to do. You better do what God tells. If God tells you to go, go. If God tells you to be still, you had better be still, because it's God that is going to protect you, and it's God that's going to anoint you to do whatever he wants you to do. Come on and give God a praise, beloved. Amen. Somebody give God the praise and the glory this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. Hey, come on and give it up for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are there any questions? There are no questions. Amen. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Can you hear me, Elder? Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, Elder? Thank you, Elder. Are you there, man?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm moving around trying to do the podcast and move around at the same time. Amen. Man of God, go ahead and give your announcements and I'll be back on. Give me about 5 minutes.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Bless God for those of us. You can catch us Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. Amen. We're online faithfully. Amen. Come on in. Amen. And get some of this awesome word of the living God. Amen. We are rotating nights. Amen. God is moving by his spirit, moving by his power. If you got any prayer requests, whatever you got on your plate, bring it. Amen. And watch and see what God does from there. Amen. We have morning glory at 6 a.m. where the Lord is meeting us in his glory is definitely falling on us out there at 6 a.m. Amen. And then we have Out of the Mouth of God Ministries with yours truly and Elder Prevost, my brother. Amen. And we're just thanking God for what he's doing. Also, amen, we want to encourage those. If God is telling you to sow a seed, by all means, be obedient. I mean, this is the hour. I'm going to tell you, child of God, so much is going on right now, and God is definitely wanting us to be faithful in our giving, amen, because, amen, this world system is about to shut down, and the only way that things are going to be moving is through the faithfulness and the obedience of God, amen, in our giving, amen, and This is definitely anointed ground. It's good ground, but it's also rich ground. And I would tell anybody, if you're going to sow a seed on this ground and watch God move for you supernaturally so. Amen. Amen. We give God the praise and the glory for what he is doing in this hour, even right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I believe everybody can testify about the good ground that this is, amen, to sow seed on. Amen. Don't miss, amen, what God is doing in this hour. He's doing some awesome things over here. Amen. We want to encourage everyone, amen, to definitely, amen, come in and hear and get under the anointing of God. Amen. Because it's not us, but it's the anointing of God that's in us that is doing the work. Amen. And make no mistake. This is not the work of a man, because if it was the work of the man, amen, it would not be growing and being as big as it is right now. Because remember, the Bible says one planet and another water, but God does what? Give the increase. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is giving increase over here. Amen. Give God another shout of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn it back up into the hands of my dear, dear brother. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Andre.
Man of God. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Everything the man of God said today, amen, we need to take heed. It's very important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
especially the last thing he was saying, we so quick to run and lay hands on somebody.
Woo.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. And you mess around and end up like, oh, boy, remember he tried to lay hands and cast out some demons. Them demons whipped him all up and down the street. Praise
that
God.
Part.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We so quick to do it. Amen. Now realize what he said. Don't do it suddenly. Amen. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Get confirmation from God. Like the man of God said, amen, talk to God before you do anything.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Talk to God before
amen.
You do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
And we in the day and time, amen, we have to watch, amen, like the man of God said, what's being said to us spiritually and naturally. Praise God. I got a song that say, it say, don't fall for the Pharisees' bread. Hallelujah. They'll feed you anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't be listening to these politicians. They all lying. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. But the preachers,
amen.
They all lying. They locked into a 501c3, so they got guidelines on what they can say, what they can't say. Amen. The truth ain't being said. You got to watch what you being said. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Like the man of God, he gave it a comparison about junk food. Hallelujah. A lot of us eating a lot of junk food.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Spiritual junk food. Ain't no heaven. Excuse me? Praise God.
Wow.
That ain't what the word say. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God say we can do whatever we want to do. No, that ain't what he said. I ain't see that nowhere in the word. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it make it even. I ain't see that in the word. Somebody made that up. That's not in there. Glory to God. We can't be eating everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can't
amen.
Allow everybody to, just like he said, you can't allow everybody to fix your plate. You can't go to everybody's church.
Amen. Come on,
hallelujah.
Elder. Come on.
Just because you was invited. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once you sit down, amen, and you realize, amen, this food, hallelujah, this food ain't good.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not coming back here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care if you only got one bag chef a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. He just worked one day. I don't care. Praise God. If you hired him, you'll hire anybody up in here. Praise God. We got to look at our preachers like cooks. like chefs.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you go to a restaurant and you look at the chefs don't look right. Hallelujah. You're going to tell them, nah, I don't like the way he looked. Did you see how his hair was? Nah, I'm finna walk over. All that hair in my food. Nah, I can't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the pastor? What kind of chef is he? Did you see all the women he got? Uh-oh. I can't eat none of that. Praise God. He ain't even eating what he cooking himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So we thank God today for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch what's going into our stomachs. Watch what's going into our spiritual stomachs. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for the man of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word. Hallelujah. You put into his belly. We want to thank you, Lord, that you released him to release it onto us. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Ask, Lord, you replenish him. Hallelujah. The virtue that he has poured out onto your people today, that you continue to lead him. You continue to guide him. You continue to mold him. You continue to shape him. You continue to pray for him, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you in advance for everything you're doing in his life, in his ministry. Hallelujah. In his family's life. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the blessings that are raining down generation to generation in his life, Lord. And we praise you. We magnify
you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We have had a wonderful Saturday service on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you receive the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you take that word and you run with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quit eating everybody's cooking and quit taking everybody's theology.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes.
Praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Man. Quit eating everybody's cooking and quit taking everybody's theology. Glory to God. We thank God for that word. Like the man of God said, we hear every night. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock. Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can be right here. Hallelujah. Amen. With more than an hour of power, the nightly prayer line. Amen. From the second day of the week. Amen. To the sixth day of the week. Hallelujah. You can catch us right here. Amen. And get blessed with a word from the Lord. Praise God. And then once again on Saturday morning, on the seventh day of the week, the seventh day. Hallelujah. Amen. At 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest. Hallelujah, 12 o'clock noon here in the Central Standard Time and on 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Hallelujah, out of the mouth of God. You can get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And don't forget about Morning Glory. Praise God, hallelujah. Hosted by the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship every morning, praise God, hallelujah, at 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 o'clock Midwest, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock, hallelujah, East Coast Time, praise God. The word is always going forth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's no excuses for not receiving the word. The word is always going forth, whether or not, hallelujah, you choose to accept it, and whether or not you choose to hear it, praise God, hallelujah, whether or not you choose to believe it is on you, hallelujah, praise God, but don't say the word ain't out here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is
amen.
Telling me, he said, remember in the wilderness, amen, that there wasn't a lack of the word. It was the lack of being mixed with faith. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So you can have all the word in the world, but if you ain't got the faith to believe in the word, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to be stagnant. You're going to be stuck. Amen. You're going to be wandering around in the wilderness, hallelujah, because of your unbelief. Praise God. The word is here. You got to choose to believe it today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
God for the man of God today bringing forth such a dynamic word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the entire fellowship. Praise God.
Amen.
And we just give thanks on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to the hands of the man of God so he can go ahead and give his final
his announcements and a benediction on today. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I think we lost him. Praise God. Give us a quick second here while we reconnect the man of God. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm back, man. God, I'm sorry about that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm here. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart now understands. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord, that we will be careful for where we eat from and who we eat from, Lord, both naturally and spiritually. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for us taking heed, Lord. Thank you that we will lay hands on no man suddenly, Lord, because we don't want none of anybody else's demons, God, to come off on us, Lord. We'll be obedient to your spirit, God, to whatever you tell us to do, Lord. Continue to bless us and keep us, God, in this end time hour. We give you all the glory and praise, God. Father, we ask you, Lord, to continue to give us strength, Lord, as we continue to do your will. We give you the glory and all the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Honest.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, we have a comment. 1 second.
Amen. I just had to say, Apostle, you say we got to guard ourselves. I just want to give a little testimony, a little experience that I haven't had, because you was talking about relationships, and I had plenty of, people in my ear behind my husband, family, friend, like not having a place to stay or stuff like that, and we was moving around and had family, give us place to stay, and family, friend, give us place to stay, and, they was in my ear, a man's supposed to provide for you, a man's supposed to this and that. Behind him, they was willing to give me a place to stay, but, he have to go. I had a family friend, she ran, a daycare, and I worked there, This woman, she was willing to, give me a place to stay, help me get my own place. She was helping me get a car and was going to turn her daycare over to me, but I couldn't be with my husband. I was like, no deal, no way. I got to do all that. If I gotta leave my husband just to get all that, then that ain't for me. That's not right, because you don't even, especially with people, they don't even know your situation. Family don't even know your situation. They speaking on your men. But, I know my husband. He's trying to follow God. I don't believe how men was meant to just work themselves to death. They was meant to serve God. If he want to chase after God, and this is the way God is taking them, then, and I'll follow my suit because I want to chase after God, too. When y'all know what's going on, then y'all know what's going on. You can't allow nobody to come in and disturb that.
Wow. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And, it's important to be on one accord at all times, whether y'all together in the same space or not. You got to have it, y'all know what's going on. You can't let nobody come in and split that up.
Amen.
At no cost. Amen. You gotta know when your husband, your spouse is chasing after God. You gotta know that you're gonna be all right, regardless. You're gonna be all right, regardless. You're gonna be well taken care of, regardless. You ain't gonna have nothing to worry about. He's gonna be protected, because not only is he with you, God is with him. So you're gonna be straight. And you gotta know that. And you gotta keep that in your mind at all times. And because the enemy, he always trying to get in to fit in to split the spouses up. That's his job. He can divide, he can conquer. Amen. That's all I had to say. So we gotta stay alert, you know, and not let what people say to us, you know, get in between our relationships. Y'all two know what's going on, then stick with that. Amen.
Amen. Amen, First Lady. Praise God. Thank God for your testimony. Amen. Thank you for being obedient. Amen to God. Because somebody out there might have needed to hear that testimony. Because somebody out there, more likely than not, got somebody in their ear about their business. Praise God. And I remember a long time ago, people used to say, I used to hear the old folks say, now I'm going to be one of the old folks. But I used to hear the old folks say, amen, keep everybody out your business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's more than just a worldly saying. It's you got to know what's going on in your relationship. Praise God. Like First Lady was saying, like my wife was saying, praise God, you got to know what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know men right now that stay home and take care of the kids, and they do household duties, and his wife go work. But he's still a man of the house. But other men, you know, they criticize him saying, what kind of man stay home? What kind of man do this? What kind of man stay home and take care of his kids? Praise God. Hallelujah. Obviously, a good man. This is the thing. If she ain't complaining, glory to God, I don't even know if I have to finish what I'm saying. If she ain't complaining about it, what's she complaining for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your wife ain't complaining, amen, your husband ain't complaining, amen, don't worry about the complaints of people that ain't in your household. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So like I said, we thank God for that testimony. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Apostle Curry bringing forth that message. Praise God. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Before we get out here, do we have any more testimonies? Any more prayer requests? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Beware. Beware of what's going into your body. Beware of what's going into your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. And keep going.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Once again, we thank God for the man of God. Amen. Bringing forth the word. Amen. And we want to remind everybody to say y'all prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Amen. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God. And we will see y'all next time on Eye of the Mighty God.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed truth.
We in the building.
Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me.
Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
I hit them with that word black.
Never seen the righteous but they can.
All
they see is have to beg for bread.
I can't say that this the realest thing I ever wrote, but this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off slow down on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah. Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get in.
I hit them with that word black. Never seen the righteous but they can.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, beware.
With that wordplay,
never seen the righteous but they can.
All
these seeds have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen. Check this one out.
DMJ.
Drop a knife on me, don't know where I will be.
Let the church say,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh.
Say amen.
To what his plans are.
Yes, I'm sure.
To what his word
say,
says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken. No matter how you're feeling, amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your red sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
Let the church say,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church
say,
hey,
amen,
amen,
amen.
Let the church say,
let the church
say,